League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance. Lance is the king, okay, and Dell with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, Restaurant Week, by the way, is we're in the middle of Houston Restaurant Week, which is actually a month, and got word from Ryan LaShane. He wanted to know when you were going to be in. I said Monday, so he's going to come on Friday to bring me and Dell burgers and fries.
Hmm, that's nice.
Butter burgers, and he said, make sure you tell that scumbag I'm bringing lots of French fries. I said, okay.
Is that why
I'll
you got
tell
the
that
Burger
scumbag?
King? That's why you got the Burger King hat on today?
I just saw it and just liked it.
You saw it and liked it?
Cal said he doesn't have time for this anymore.
You're the new Cal?
Cal
you're
said, Cal maybe he didn't show. Hear. I don't hand out burgers anymore.
I don't know if you heard. Yes, he does. He still
I don't know
does.
If you heard.
He better not stop. That brand can't stop. The people love that side of him.
Well,
that's what we want him to keep doing, okay?
Not the
handing
train
out burgers.
Meme, though.
We need him to keep flipping burgers for the people at the out at the practice. We don't need him making any major decisions for the team. Just flip some burgers, shotgun some beers, okay? That's what we need.
Yeah,
throw up the H.
That's just throw up the H. Just keep doing what you're doing right now. Which
okay,
is
so.
D'Amico do his thing.
Special show today in that it's me, you, and Dell, but Abigail is here today.
Yeah.
Abigail is with us. And
formerly
she's
an intern. She's no longer an intern. Maybe you didn't hear. She's all grown up.
Well,
she
I didn't call her an intern. You
things.
Did.
I said
you
former.
Said intern. And there she is.
I said former.
For all you Twitchers, okay? So you can get the word out. I don't know how you guys put your perv Batman
Abigail,
signal out there.
I'm so sorry for what he does.
It's okay. He already warned me.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Who he is
you guys put your perv signal out there. I don't know what it is.
How about people just appreciate the job she's doing on the board?
Well, that's fine.
Thanks, Lance.
Look at dang girl, Abigail. Yeah, everybody's all excited. Abigail,
dang girl, Abigail.
Yeah, bing, bing, bing.
At least
dang
he's not calling me Jezebel.
Jezebel. Well,
yeah,
that was early on. Okay, people, it's hard to remember people's names. Mm-hmm.
She got her hair did. She looks
what else
good.
Did I call
compared
you?
To me and you, she looks good. She's all, you know, looks like a good person instead of bad people like you and I.
Well, everybody looks like that, though. Anybody that comes in looks going to look like. But at least Twitch doesn't have to look at Dell. Okay? So.
Well, he's still in the background, unfortunately.
Yeah. No.
Well, he is off for a week.
Like yeah, he's going to be off coming up.
When is he off?
Wait a minute. You're not off Monday, Dell. It's in 2 weeks, right? Yeah, in 2 weeks he's going to be off. So. She's learning. She's going to be, I assume, she's going to do some of the producing for us. I don't know if all 5 days, but.
When are you, what are you doing now, Abigail? Annabelle? Well, I called
Abigail,
you so many.
Abigail, just call her by her
I
real name.
I just called her so many things.
Abigail, show some respect. You're
Abigail.
So disrespectful in the first 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
What did you, what have you been doing at the station?
So I've been working with the Space Cowboys.
Oh, you've been doing those
most
games?
Most of nights, yeah.
Yeah? How boring is that?
It's honestly pretty fun. I went to my first game on Saturday and met Garrett and Gerald.
Garrett Green, who does the PR stuff.
Yeah.
He's the one I get the emails from. Then they just had, I think it was yesterday, where Forrest Whitley, or maybe day before, just struck out the side in a relief appearance, which I believe he's relief appearance, which was good. So
yeah, and Verlander pitched as well.
Yeah, did you go
to
Verlander,
yeah, Verlander
game? Yeah, I was there.
Oh, you were at the Verlander game. Was it full? Did people know that he was, like, were the crowds full? They used to make a really big deal when there was going to be an appearance in Sugarland. You used to know in advance. I didn't even realize. Now, I'd been out of town, but was the whole stands, were they packed?
Yeah, it was pretty packed. I went Saturday and Sunday, and Sunday was not packed at all. But whenever Verlander pitched, it was packed.
That was good. Okay. That's good. Now, I didn't mean that they're boring games. I'm just saying I don't know how much you paid attention to Sugarland games before you started doing that job. You know, that's
she does the job now. Yeah, and they're on our air.
No, I know. So it can't be more exciting.
How you listen to this boring game?
That's what I meant.
You mean our partnership with them?
What I meant was it can't be more exciting.
Johnny
Wood is
the worst.
Right, right. So anyway, but how about, okay, how about our Astros? There's a problem developing, and I think we all know what that problem is. And it's going to be – I can't even imagine what it's going to be like when we get to the postseason and we get to the eighth inning and they bring in Ryan Pressly. Mm. This is four straight outings now where he's given up an earned run.
How are you saying problem developing? I mean, it's been a problem literally the entire year.
Well, he did have – before this run now, he did have 15 straight outings where he did not give up a run.
Well, before recently, because he did just the other day, yeah.
But in five of his last seven, he's given up a run. His ERA has gone up now to 3.86. When you give up a run in any that in four straight games, he went from 3.38 to 3.86.
It's just one inning, like. Yeah. How do you five of seven times you give up at least a run in an inning? How does this happen? And even when he hasn't, he's given up base hits and two men on, and he's just been like, man, the thing that I always come back to in 2022 is when you won the World Series, you had an historic bullpen effort. Now, it wasn't that way the whole year, but it was pretty good the whole year. Montero was better than he had ever been. Nerys had a good, solid season. Maton came in and did his job. Of course, you had Pressly. If I remember correct, isn't that the year that Pressly came in studio? But isn't that the year he came in? He was really good, came in studio, struggled, but then got it back at the end of the year. Was that the year that we tried to jinx him?
Maybe. I think it was that year.
Or was it last year that we jinxed him?
No. It was the year before.
Okay, and who else? Now. I'm missing... Brian Abreu.
Brian Abreu was awesome.
Yeah,
he was unhittable. Montero was good.
Yeah,
I mean that was when Montero wasn't still on the team.
And now this was supposed to be Pressly Abreu hater. Good luck. I mean, good luck beating the Astros when all the starters have to do is basically go six and you're done. But that just hasn't been the case this year.
No, Maton. Remember Maton?
Yeah, I mentioned
good.
Maton.
Yeah, I mean this is well. I'll tell you this, if you want to go by, if we're going to do it, if we're going to have a meritocracy, Taylor Scott should be in the last three innings. Taylor Scott should be in, forget the back of his baseball card, because you know what? I've forgotten the back of Yusei Kikuchi's baseball card. You know what we need to do instead of looking, go look at the back of the baseball card when we look at Jose Abreu and we look at Montero. We're looking at the back of the baseball card, and we think that they're going to come through. Well, guess what? Look at the back of the baseball card of Kikuchi, and then tell me why this guy is maybe, since he's come over here, is one of the best pitchers in baseball. And then tell me about Taylor Scott. Look at the
Did
back of his baseball
Kikuchi?
Card.
Did you say
Kikuchi? I say Kikuchi. Del won't do it. Lance had to do it.
Because he's in the other room, so I can get away with it.
Look at this, Del. Look what's happening on your watch.
So
Pop Kikuchi is a new Sonny, get on that. SMU
Pop,
Sonny,
Pop
get on that.
Kikuchi?
What? Yeah. Uh-oh, here comes
the better
headphones.
Wait till if he makes
oh,
it.
Oh, Dad's here.
He better He better wait till August 25th to get it played. Maybe Abigail will play it for him, cuz it won't get played when I'm here.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
Pop Kikuchi? And his name is Kikuchi.
I understand what his name is. You don't have to.
It's a play on words,
you don't have
Dad.
To, yeah, I get it. You don't have to explain it to me.
That's cap, Dad.
See, he doesn't want you
See,
listening
I just did
to that,
that
kind
to
of stuff. That's what dads
no,
do.
No, because once if we allow this, then he thinks
super
he has
dad.
Free run to do anything he wants.
Super Dad.
And
Shut
we can't have that.
Up, Del.
Stop it. We're not doing it.
Gee, Dad.
Okay, Dad. Okay,
matter.
Steve. He's like our stepdad. Okay,
Steve's the worst. Okay, Jeff.
I'm just okay, like Jeff.
Your stepdad, Jeff.
I'm just like Jeff.
Oh, Jeff is the worst.
I'll lay the wood to your mom. You're right. I'll lay the wood to your mom and then walk out the door. You're right. I'm just like Jeff.
Lay the wood to your mom.
And wave
Abigail,
goodbye.
You're going to have to go
to
HR.
Abigail,
lay
with her
the
ears.
Wood you heard to what your said. Mom in the first segment.
Well, you said wow. Jeff.
In the first
you
segment of a Hall of Fame radio show?
You set the precedent. You played that song.
That's what got us
in
the fame.
You did play Pop
That's
the
what got
cooch.
Us in the hall, brother.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Pop that cooch, and then... You're running here, running around, jeffing out.
I'm just like your stepdad. I don't care about you. I'm there for your mom. That's all.
Some people are saying you're scared.
That is true about every stepdad.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's what's happening.
Yeah. He didn't marry the kids, that's for sure.
No.
That is for sure. Anyway, so.
Listen, for all of you in the first segment who have a stepdad or a stepmom, just want to let you know we didn't mean to offend you in the first 9.5 minutes of the show by saying that your step-parents didn't love you. But that happens sometimes.
That happens. That's
when you're
happens.
On a win streak, we can say whatever we want.
They tolerate you, just so you know.
That's it. Dad came for the mom. He came for the mom, okay?
And you happen to be an inconvenience.
And that song that Lance was playing.
Yeah, which
so,
is ridiculous.
Two starts against Tampa Bay. He pitched 5 2/3 both times.
We're talking about Kikuchi.
11 strikeouts, and then 5 and no walks. So 16 strikeouts, 3 walks in 10 and 11 and a third. I mean, the dude has been just fantastic for this team. And 8 strikeouts in his other start against Texas. And it's not like they're giving him – they scored 3 twice. He beat Tampa 3-2 and 3-2. They had to keep the runs down, and unfortunately for him, Presley made it a lot closer than it should have been.
Yeah.
But Alex Bregman is stupid right now. It's stupid how good
this
Alex
is
Bregman
costing
is
us
right
a
now.
Bunch of this is caught. I mean, Crane, let's make sure we find another third baseman because Bregman's gone.
Yeah. No.
I like that little. You know, where he was trailing off, and I thought we could keep him under the radar and maybe get him back. We're not getting him back. Bregman was player of the month along with – or no, he's player of the week along with Yordan. Was it month or week? I think it was week, along with Yordan. And Bregman, another homer. You had Pena with a home run. I always like seeing him hit home runs because I feel like he should be a – you know, I feel like he's a big, strong guy. I feel like he should be a 25 home run guy. He's not. But it feels like he should develop into that. And, you know, Jose Altuve wasn't when his career started, and he became that.
Yeah.
But both of those guys had bombs. Yiner, this is just such a great year for Yiner. This is, man, the bats, something doesn't feel right. Like, why are we going so good right now?
Well, because the bats have, they woke up. After the All-Star break, let's not forget, they went 10 days that they were being compared to the White Sox. And then all of a sudden... They got to Boston, and it just exploded for them. And now it's awesome. I mean, they scored 3 runs. Let's not get crazy. They scored 3 runs.
Well, right.
I mean, but Yiner just keeps coming through. His first at-bat, he looked so bad. And then he comes through first pitch. He just turns on that pitch, that inside pitch, and sends it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looks really bad again, and then he shoots one to right field for another hit.
I mean, he goes all fields.
This is
year two, and Yiner will take an outside pitch. He'll take a slider away and deposit it in the right field. That's not a problem for him. And as you mentioned, he can get his hands around and get that handle inside the inside pitch and turn on it. And, you know, I just he's hitting .301 right now with 12 bombs, 67 RBIs, and his OPS continues to creep up. He's at 778 right now. But, John, just looking at his splits, Yiner Diaz splits, when the runners are on base right now, Yiner's hitting .324 with an .807 OPS. When they're in scoring position, ready for this? When you've got men in scoring position, Yiner's hitting .361 with a .933 OPS.
Wow.
.361. And when there's scoring position and 2 outs, .321 with a .987.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, you know, he's got in 53 at-bats, he's got 17 hits and 5 doubles and 4 home runs when men are in scoring position and 2 outs. That's how you win. Like, 2-out RBIs is one of those sacred stats where you know, look, this is a team that can win at a high level. If you can sneak those 2-out RBIs, because the Astros, God forbid, I mean, the left-on-base numbers early in the year were astonishing. Were astonishing. And, well, I shouldn't say that because they weren't always putting guys on base. But yeah. Yiner Diaz, every single clutch stat you want to look at, hitting stat, when there's men on base, he's so much better. And it hasn't been great with the bases loaded, but everything else looks really good when there are men on base.
Yeah, that's funny. They said it last night. The Astros don't have a grand slam this year. They don't have a grand slam. That's a wild stat. Nobody's come through.
And you know,
with the bases loaded.
By the way, hitting fourth, Yiner Diaz, who most of the time he jumped into the four hole relatively early. He's 335. Yeah. He's hitting 335 with an 834 OPS in the four hole. In the five hole, you know, it goes down to 271 with a 744. But he just has found, you know, I never thought he would be a four hole hitter. Never.
Yeah. Well, how much did you like him at first base last night, too? I didn't love it when, you know, a one hopper got by him. Mm-hmm. You know, Pena's error was – I didn't love it. I think guys would have gotten off the base and gotten that ball.
Yeah, he'll come around.
He'll come around. But you know what? I still love him at first base. You know, if you're going to save his career, this offseason he takes 1,000 balls a day at first base.
That's the future right there. I mean, 12 home runs. He's going to be a 20-plus home run guy when he gets out from under catcher. He's going to be 20-plus. I think we could be looking at a guy who just – can maybe take over, maybe not all of it, but a lot of the production of Kyle Tucker. We may end up seeing it as Yiner Diaz at some point. Or maybe taking over the production of what we're going to lose from Alex Bregman.
We'll see. Well, I think you've got to replace that. We'll see. You've got to replace
that. Oh, no. Does Jim Crane ever – I guess it'll be a 2-year deal for somebody who's in their 30s, I guess?
We'll see. Right now, though, what about Vanderford?
Vanderford Air – speaking of replacing and setting things up for you, it's the air conditioning system. And, man, yesterday was a terrible day. And then I looked at the weather report. Oh, don't worry. We got 6 straight 100-degree days coming later in the week and into next week. So what are you going to do from there? Well, you're just going to have to make sure that your air conditioning system is working the way it's supposed to. And if it's not, listen, call Vanderford Air today, 281-557-COOL. That's 281-557-COOL. They'll come out and they'll take a look at the system. They'll find out exactly what's going on. If it's not cooling properly, it might be that you don't have enough system for your home. That could be a builder cut corners to make it cheaper. And they threw a low efficiency unit in. Hopefully that's not the case, but you also might have an older unit that simply needs some repairs to be done. And Vanderford Air is going to come in there, diagnose it, give you fair prices, fair work. And you don't last as long as they have without having a good reputation. You can read the Google reviews. They're a company you can trust. I wouldn't tell you about them if I didn't trust them and if I didn't use them myself. They're my air conditioning company. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to have them come out for a tune-up. It's not really a tune-up. My AC is working great, but I want them to clean out all the drains and everything. And I want them just to take a look at it since we're getting ready to go into a brutal August, or we're in the midst of a brutal August. So for any AC needs, whether you need a new one or you just need repairs, replacements, or just a diagnosis, it's Vanderford Air, 281-557-COOL.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
What the hell? You people. People are not good. Wondering if Presley is going to be a problem in the playoffs in the eighth inning is like wondering if Ted Bundy could be a problem at a sorority house. That's not the analogy you want for Presley, okay? Ted Bundy. That's not what we're talking about. The Astros don't have a grand slam because every single time the Astros load the bases, Jake Meyers is at the plate. That is kind of true. It seems like that happens every single time. No, Art, we're not talking about Abigail like that. It's not Abigail, it's Abigail. Okay, get her name right. It's important to get people's names right. Let's go.
That's crazy.
Isn't it? Oh, John, Lance, Annabelle, and Dell with you here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, let me ask you this question. With Hollywood Brown being out 4 to 6 weeks, the Texans are the perfect trade partner for them. You are going to – okay, so you got 8 guys for 5 spots, right?
Yeah.
You got 8 guys for 5 spots.
At wide receiver?
At wide receiver.
Maybe 6.
Let's say maybe 6.
I'll take a look at what they did last year, but because they go so much 3 wide receiver, they may
go 6. So you know it's going to be Stephon Diggs, it's going to be Nico Collins, it's going to be Tank Dell. I think Noah Brown is a lock, right?
I would say so, yeah.
I would say Noah Brown is a lock.
I think Mechie is probably going to make the team, but, you know, he had a drop the other day. I mean, it's not – Xavier Hutchinson, I think, makes the team. You've got – I'm looking
like
at wide
receiver.
Xavier will make the team, I think, because they also love – he had a good run the other day. Again, they just love running him on the jet sweep.
I know.
For some reason. Robert Woods could still have his hands full because of how much he makes. Steven Sims is a return man. So, and the guy has a touchdown in a postseason for the Texans. Right. So, he may not be going anywhere. I mean, Quintez
that's 9 Cephas, because you got Skowronek as well.
Yeah, Quintez Cephas and Johnny Johnson are not going to make this team at the back end. And then I think Robert Woods will have a hard time because of how much he makes. It'll just be a matter of saving some money. Last year at this time, the Texans had 6 receivers.
Okay, so let's say 6, but if Steven Sims is one of them, you got Diggs, Collins, Dell, Brown, Hutchinson, and Sims. That's Mechie, Woods, and Skowronek are out on the street.
It's tricky. Is Noah Brown a lock?
I think Noah Brown is probably a lock. I know he got injured, but he...
I mean, he could be an injury settlement. He could be an IR.
He got injured last year. I mean, I think
Nico Diggs tank, and then, you know, are they going to part with Xavier Hutchinson? Are they going to keep both Xavier Hutchinsons and Noah Brown? If they do keep them both, Ben Skowronek is going to have to be considered, I mean, a fullback along with Andrew Beck, because Beck's not going anywhere.
No.
Are you going to keep 2 fullbacks? Or a tight end full? I don't know how
you're... I like
you're...
the weapon that Skowronek is that gives you, but, and, you know, because he can't block. Here's a question to you. Okay, no matter who it is, if Mechie's on the street, Woods is on the street, Hutchins is on the street, Skowronek's on the street, do you trade with them and try to get something, a 6th or a 7th rounder? Mechie might bring you a 6th rounder. I don't think Woods would, probably 7th rounder. Hutchinson probably be, I don't know, maybe a 7th rounder.
Trade with the
Chiefs? Do you make them better? See, here's the problem.
If they'll take one of these guys instead of cutting them, sure.
Well, but here's the deal is, why would you make the Chiefs better? Why
are
not?
Are you really making them better with Xavier Hutchinson?
Well, you are. Because if they pick up Xavier Hutchinson, they want Xavier Hutchinson, and Xavier Hutchinson will help them.
He's depth. I'm looking at their roster. They still have Kadarius Toney, Mecole Hardman, Sky Moore, Justin Watson, who they love, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice. They can't. I mean, Montrell Washington. There's no way that anyone can make the team. They're not going to. None of our guys can make their team. They're too loaded with wide receivers.
I don't know. I think Mechie could make that team.
What position? He's a slot. They already have Mecole Hardman. They got Kadarius Toney. They got Sky Moore. Like, they traded for Toney. Sky Moore is a second round pick. Mecole they just traded for again. There's 3 guys, and none of those guys even start. I can't see the Texans having any value. I don't know that Xavier Hutchinson has any more value than Montrell Washington, who's coming over from Tennessee. I don't know that, you know, Cornell Powell, who was their 5th round pick in 2021, I don't know that Mechie has more value than him, since he already knows that. So I don't think they give you anything based on this. They've got right now, good Lord, they've got 15 wide receivers on their roster.
Yeah.
I mean, they're carrying a ton in camp.
Yeah, but well, just like the Texans, they're gonna be cutting. They're gonna be cutting.
Are they interested in Robert Woods?
That's a question. I mean, if you could get anything for Robert Woods right now, you grab it. You
could
it.
I interest you in this aging, overpriced receiver?
Well, and the question was, do you trade with the Chiefs at all anyway? Because that's the team that you allegedly, you know, you're climbing up the pole to try to catch.
If they want to give me money for, if they want to give me a draft pick for Mechie or Xavier Hutchinson or whatever, I'm taking it. I'm assuming they're not going to come back to beat me. I'm not worried as much about those guys as I am a defensive player.
You never know, okay? Stop. You don't trade with the team, with your arch rival, okay? Because the Chiefs are the Texans' arch rival now.
Rival status now?
Yeah, yeah. I know when was the last time we played them?
I take that seriously. I have since the end of last year. I mentioned it, and I wasn't joking. You guys thought I was joking. The Texans are going to, and I feel even more strongly about it now, the Texans are a serious contender. I think they may jump ahead of the Ravens quickly. I'm not worried about Joe Burrow because I don't think he'll make it through a season. I mean, Buffalo is taking a big step back. The dangerous team to me in the AFC, the wild card are the Jets. Because if Aaron Rodgers is dialed in physically, he's one of the all-time greats. Yeah. And, you know, he's done a lot more with a lot less. You look at what the Jets have. The Jets have some weapons. The Jets actually have some players. And if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, you know, I thought they've got a good defense. Here's his wide receivers. Mike Williams, he's older, but he knows how to play. And Aaron Rodgers knows how to get on the ball. You got Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, who he loves. It's not a great offense. Now, I will say, he's got Malachi Corley, the rookie from Western Kentucky. If you haven't seen him, he plays a lot like Deebo Samuel. He is a bruiser. But this is not a great – now, like, this is a team where I could see a guy like Robert Woods helping. Robert Woods could step on this team.
But did he ever play in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers?
No, but he's a veteran, you know.
Well, that's, and he can't. And he, forget it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Irving Charles. Right now, Irving Charles is the number two receiver on that depth chart.
Huh.
Malik Taylor, Lance McCutcheon. I don't even know who those guys are. I like Jason Brownlee. I don't know if they like him now. Isaiah Winstead, Brandon Smith. I mean, Tyler Harrell. These are guys the Jets, the Texans should be talking about. But no one's going to trade, probably not going to trade you for
How do they feel about the vaccine?
I don't know. Doesn't matter anymore.
They ain't playing with Rodgers.
Doesn't matter anymore. Listen.
They ain't playing with Aaron Rodgers believe in the vaccine.
I'll take a six for Allen. For Robert Woods. I'll take a sixth. They'll give you a seventh, a conditional seventh. That's fine because he's getting cut. He can't make this much money and be a backup on the Texans. I don't see it. You want to have a little cap
I don't know room. That you want to make any of the or guys better. Sure you know what? Those guys, the Jets are up there on the waiver wire, but the Chiefs are last in the waiver wire. So if you cut them, they don't get to good teams quite possibly. So I don't know that you want to make the Jets better. And you know what? Robert Woods might make the Jets better. I don't know that you want to do that.
You're going to cut. Then that's fine. You'll cut them and let them. Pick him up because no one's picking him up at that salary anyway, and he'll get he can't be picked up. He's going to get a chance since he'll be a free agent. He'll be able to decide where he wants to go. So that's what's going to happen. If you just cut him, he'll still end up potentially at a team like the Jets because as a veteran, he'll just decide where he wants to go. So would you rather just let him do that or get something for him?
If they're not going to pick up that ten,
so by the way,
they're not going to trade for Robert Woods and give him $10 million.
No, well, that's the problem. None of this is going to happen.
Nobody's doing that.
He is actually, he is a $3 million, I think he's a $3 million dead cap hit this year if they get rid of him.
Regardless, we're going to try to be on time with our breaks today. It's not going to happen, but we're going to try. Right now, we're going to talk about ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com is the best goal that has ever been ever in the history of goals. I don't even know that it's arguable. What they put into it, the quality of the backboard, the tempered glass, the unbreakable rim, the kids can hang on it all day. Now, instead of when you raise and lower the goal, instead of, with a crank, now you got a drill. And it just zzzz, and it goes up, it goes down, and the kids love it. The kids want it mostly down, Dad, because they want to dunk. They want to have some fun, especially the young kids. You want them outside playing? Yeah. You want them developing some shooting skills? Listen, there's money in them, their heels, college money, for somebody who can shoot. Not shoot, who can make, okay? And if they get a sharp eye, you never, never know. But the best thing is they're outside playing, okay, as opposed to sitting in the house playing Xbox. Listen, this is the perfect goal because the kids will actually use it. Your wife will love it because of the curb appeal, and you're going to love it because everybody is happy. But you got to go to ProDunk.com. Go see for yourself. All the kids dunking on it, they love it. Love this goal. It's the best goal ever. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Did you see Yordan broke the scoreboard?
Yeah. Did you see Brian McTaggart was asking about that, and Yordan's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, he was like, I saw your point and where you're pointing. What? No, there's no pictures there. What are you talking about? Yordan was playing clever. I was looking at the last 20 games, John. The Astros are only 11-9 in their last 20. Only 11-9. The A's are the best team in this division at 12-8 in their last 20. However, from a hitting standpoint, Yordan's hitting .378 in his last 20, which is fifth best in the American League. Yainer Diaz is .342. But then Yordan pops in just about one of the lowest is Mauricio Dubon, only hitting .122. Well, Joey Loperfido's the worst. 109 in his last 20 games. And then Mauricio Dubon is at 122. But every category you look at, well, except RBIs. Yordan doesn't have, he's not in the top 20 in RBIs for some reason. Either is really no Astros are in there in the last 20 games, surprisingly. But home runs, there's Yordan checking, or Bregman checking in with 6 home runs in his last 20 games. He's the top 8. There's 5 players with 8. Hits, you've got Yordan at 28, is fifth best in the American League. Yiner's got 27 hits in his last 20 games.
That's great.
Doubles, you've got Yordan sitting there at 6, tied for a fifth, I should say, with 7 doubles. Devers has 12 doubles in his last 20 games.
Devers is a problem.
No, Astros are not in the stolen bases, although Victor Robles from the Mariners has 8 stolen bases in the last 20. I like that stolen bases are back.
That's great. Keep losing.
Yeah.
Steal all those bases and lose games. That's fine.
Well, they're around us. It's not like they're going away. Slugging percentage, Yordan, not surprisingly, is fifth best slugging percentage, .743 over the last 20 games. On-base percentage, Yordan is third in the American League in his last 20 games. So we've got some things happening here. Fromber's tops 4-0 wins, tops in the American League in the last 20 games from the Astros. So Astros have some. I mean, it's turning around. It's funny that there was so much pressure on. I mean, I guess it really does speak to the fact that. We do a daily sports talk show.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to react daily. You know, does it speak ill of us or anyone else? Or, I mean, I don't feel like it. I feel like at the beginning of this, I feel like it was real. I feel like the issue with the Astros and then having Joe Espada in his first year and everything was going wrong, it felt like Espada could be in some trouble. If this thing cratered the way that it was moving for much of the first half of the season, it felt like Joe Espada could be in a lot of trouble. And now you look at it, and I mean, man, Espada has, if you want to be fair about it, you say, Espada, did he ever seem panicked? No. Did he ever seem to lose his cool or get snippy with media at any point? No. Joe Espada seemed like he handled everything really, really well. And granted, the Astros aren't several games over .500 right now, but the turnaround they made, the comeback they've made, and the way that he has been even keel, I think speaks really well of Joe Espada.
Oh, Joe Espada! Listen, he's not gonna win it, but he's moving into. Listen, when you have 6 pitchers, 6 that for the most part five guys who will not pitch all year, and then a sixth that's the one of the best pitchers of all time that missed this big a chunk of the season, and you're in first place. By the way, their lead now is a game and a half. That's not the smallest lead in the American League. The Yankees over the Orioles is the smallest lead in the American League. So what has happened, and how crappy they started to where they are now? Joe Espada should get Manager of the Year consideration. I'm not even joking. How many teams could survive five starting pitchers, legitimate starting pitchers, out for the season?
Well, I don't count. I mean, we already knew that two of them were not coming back for a certain amount of time. So I count like...
Yeah, but then we thought that they would come back. We thought that McCullers would be here after the All-Star break. And Garcia, too.
Yeah, that's fine, but I don't count them as five pitchers out. I mean, you started the season with what you started. You knew you had it. I mean, I count the unforeseen stuff, right? Christian Javier and...
Well, J.P. France was unforeseen, too.
Yeah, J.P. France, Christian Javier, and to a lesser extent, I guess, Urquidy. So those are three.
What about Verlander? How much time he's missed?
Missing.
How about Verlander?
Oh, yeah. Kyle Tucker?
Yeah.
Time missed. So, yeah, these are all things. I mean, this is... Kyle Tucker being gone should have put you five games behind. You should be five games out with Kyle Tucker and Justin Verlander gone that long. On paper, you should have been out. Now, some of it is the Mariners didn't play well, but on paper, Tucker gone that long and Verlander gone that long, you should be five games behind the leader, behind the Mariners in that division. Instead, the Astros are in first place, and those guys still haven't come back. They still haven't come back. That's really impressive. I don't know that Espada is going to get any, honestly, if he'll get any votes for Manager of the Year, but he's really done a nice job this year. And there was a time I thought he was really going to be on the hot seat, and he may have been, but this is why, you know, this is why I guess a lot of people talk about baseball being a long season. It is a long season, but at some point you have to play like the Astros did to turn it around. And they did. They got it turned around, and that's been good. Against all odds, by the way. It's been turned around with Ronel Blanco having a really good season to this point. It's been turned around with Hunter Brown. Literally, I mean, the demon Hunter Brown was exorcised, and good Hunter Brown came back, which, frankly, was a bit of a long shot based on how long we had seen yucky Hunter Brown. And then you had, you know, Yiner woke up. Offensively, Jeremy Pena's having a much better season this year. It's been a lot of reasons for it, but I just wanted to make sure that we gave attention and some flowers to Joe Espada, who never wavered, never seemed shaken, and, you know, really does deserve a mention for Manager of the Year. Even if he doesn't get it, it's been a nice run for him this year.
It's been great. And if they continue to play the way that they're playing right now and, you know, possibly run away with the division, It's a real possibility that it's not even up for debate in the final couple of week of the season. Then Joe Espada definitely needs to be talked about as far as Manager of the Year. What he's gone through with the injuries that they've had to major cogs in the lineup and in the rotation. It's just unbelievable, and a bullpen that was awful as well early on in the season. What you were referring to with Yordan, here's the quote from Yordan. "You're trying to get me in trouble. You're the one who posted that picture. There wasn't a video showing that it was me. I don't know how it was. I'm not paying that bill." That scoreboard is screwed up, bro. Yordan hit that ball into that scoreboard. Oh, my God. Is there anybody more powerful than this dude? Yordan
Ohtani is the only guy I can think of, because Ohtani hits him
and Judge,
what about Yordan's home run the other day that got out in about 2.5 seconds?
Yeah,
it was one of the. It was 117 mile an hour home run. It was a rocket to center field that barely cleared the fence, but it was also hit on a rope.
It was the second hardest ball he's ever hit.
Yeah,
second hardest ball he's ever hit. That's how hard he hit that. And when you're talking about Yordan hitting the ball hard, that's the second hardest. Holy crap! I don't want to be on the other side of that one. That's for sure.
And what John, if you didn't see it, what John's referring to is a home run that he hit in batting practice, where he just absolutely, he turns on it so fast, and you can tell that sucker is gone. and he hit the scoreboard, and everything goes. And I mean, not like you're thinking, oh, you mean the scoreboard where they hang numbers up? No, a giant ass scoreboard. The ball hit it, and the whole thing just went bonkers.
It's over, and it's over. Yeah, I mean that's fun, and that stadium, just get a new score, just tear it down. Jordan, maybe Jordan, that's the last straw for that stadium. Tear the stadium down,
but
build
it didn't
a stadium,
work yesterday Tampa. During the game. Like, it didn't work.
No, it didn't work. No, it was broken. It was broken because of Jordan.
Bro,
well, Jordan said
shot.
It wasn't him. There's no video evidence that it was him.
All
right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number. What about a little tequila?
How about a little tequila? Why don't you throw that in your coffee? That's not what you should do. You shouldn't put tequila in your coffee, but if you do, I can't stop you. It's a free country. I just want you to make it Maestro Nobel if that's what you're doing, but hopefully you're already at the office and you're settled in and you're, you know, and you own your own company. Then that's okay, I suppose. I just know that you need to make it Maestro Nobel. Maestro Nobel is the tequila that has been, oh man, 11 generations have been working on this tequila over the years, and they've perfected it now. They've perfected it for quite some time. The process of distilling and aging is, and the barrels they use and everything about it. I talked to Mallory, and she came and did a tasting the very first time I was experiencing Maestro Nobel, because I wanted to make sure that I liked it before I spoke for him, and I was blown away. And one of the things that really got me was the Cristalino. Two things, the Añejo and the Cristalino. The Cristalino was a category that Maestro Nobel created with three different tequilas that they charcoal filter for clarity, and then they distill it and age it properly so that you get a very distinct flavor. It's got a little hint of sweetness on the back end. No sip that you take from Maestro Nobel is ever going to be harsh. It's always very smooth, very delicious, and I promise you that when it comes to Maestro Nobel, you are going to experience a top-flight tequila at a very reasonable price. Maestro Nobel, wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Nobel.
My man, Kent Jones, that's my guy, okay? He is awesome. He is he works his ass off, okay? He is going to save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. And are you on the fence about getting a mortgage? Well, here's the deal. Is you're like, well, the interest rates are too high. This is the time to buy, people. You can always refi that, okay? When the interest rates come down, you refi, and Kent will do that for you as well. But this is time to buy, because the interest rates are so high, people are going to have to come down on the price of their houses. If you're renting, if you're on your way to work and you're renting right now, it's silly to do that. You're giving someone else wealth, okay? And there are so many incentives by the government for first-time buyers. If you've never bought a home before, this is the time for you to go and take advantage. And Kent will get all of that stuff for you. He does all that stuff. He's had over 1,400 career closings. He knows everything about this business. He's been doing it for 30 years. Dude knows how to get you, how to save you money and get you the best mortgage for you. And he's going to do that every time. Tell him that you heard it right here. He's going to, I'm telling you, he loves the show, and he's been a listener to the show, and he is going to make, and he's going to do a great job for you. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473, J. Ken Jones, NMLS number 356-118, Equal Housing Lender.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Okay. Well, Twitch, you don't have to be here now because Dell is on the screen and not Annabelle. So.
Abigail.
Well, that's not her name. And she can come
Abigail.
Back. I just had to make sure the Kent Jones thing played. It's very important, but I'll step aside. If they must stare at a woman they won't ever have a chance with.
Hey, my wife was once a listener.
Yeah, that's
okay?
The one example.
So you never know. Abigail could find
my wife is a listener,
a husband.
Too.
She may. Yeah, your wife was a listener.
Yeah, well, that's different. Your wife was a
listener.
You
were already married when you did radio.
Yeah.
That's different,
she's
though.
She's a listener.
Your wife was a listener. It doesn't generally happen the opposite, where there's a guy sitting and watching, and the girl's like, you know what? I'm interested in that guy.
I'm going to say that if there's 200 people watching, there might be one that Abigail might be interested in. if there's 200 people.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Well, I'm saying there's a chance. But but remember, you're in a position of power, Abigail, so you can say beat it, scrubs, like that also.
Yeah.
And just basically ignore everybody. Just do your job.
Because they're below you, Abigail.
Yeah.
How does one who is...
What are you still doing on the video?
Drooling over her on Twitch, approach her and not seem like a weird coward or creep?
They have to say things like, "Oh, what do you do? Have you seen any good movies? Are you doing anything for Houston Restaurant Week?"
Okay, no. Well, let's ask Abigail. What's a good line? An opening line? I mean, you two don't know any opening lines.
Okay. Well, Joe made it clear, or told me that some of the Twitch stream found my Instagram.
That's not great.
That's creepy.
So kind of.
Are you private or no?
What?
Are you on set on private? Oh, she didn't have her headphones. Are you set on private?
Well, I was for like 2 weeks, and then I just
okay.
I was like, whatever.
So that's funny because an OnlyFans. I had a story yesterday, and
Abigail's on Abigail's on the stream now, so you can go to X. You can go to Twitter or X or whatever. Look on the right and look up ESPN, right. And you can
she's
see
not on
or go
OnlyFans.
To YouTube, ESPN YouTube, or you can go to Twitch, but then you're gonna have to see.
Well, I don't want
comments.
To speak for her. You're not on OnlyFans, right, Abigail?
Oh my
no.
God,
what?
Why do you
John,
say
what?
That?
No,
don't just so, don't please
so,
don't hold this
but
against
I, there
me.
Was a story yesterday of an OnlyFans model who was a guy took a picture of her at the gym. And sent it to her, and she was like, "Oh my God, this is creepy now." And you feel like that would be creepy that they know where you're working out?
Maybe a little bit, but also like, I feel like a lot of people do that nowadays. It's the 20. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Do what? What do you mean? Explain.
They're
this.
Creepy. I mean, I had an instance where I was at the gym and we had a huge bodybuilding competition called Summer Shredding, and a guy came down from Dallas just to meet me, and I had no idea. And like, yeah.
Hmm. That's
so,
curious.
Well, what did he look like?
Tall, brown hair.
Well, was he good looking? Was he?
Yeah, but if he was okay, like, if he was good looking, you'd have been like, "What? Yes,
that's
dude
a commitment."
Came all the way
that's
from
pretty
Dallas.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, but it's different
also,
if they're not good looking.
Yeah, it's also.
That's
see, there's
see.
The truth. See, there's
okay, the
truth that
truth
women. Yeah, that we all. There's like, oh, he was like.
Yeah,
that's the
if
truth.
He wasn't
is,
gross, Abigail. You'd have been like,
I don't
sweet.
Like this attention unless you look good.
But and it's then, also like if Lance's wife like came up to him and was like, "Not the best looking, Lance."
Yeah.
Would you?
Well, I would have just said, "Oh, thanks for listening." I mean, I've done that before, and just being a listener doesn't mean you want to get with me or anything back in the day. But she was, luckily, within 4 or 5 days, we had a big date where we watched two movies together at dinner. It was like a 7-hour date. But, yeah, it helped it. Yeah, I wouldn't have gone out with her unless there was some attraction.
That should have been a precursor, though, because 6 of the 7 hours you weren't even talking to each other.
Yeah, we're watching the movie.
You're watching a movie.
Yeah, but and it was Chocolat and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Crouching
oh,
Tiger,
man,
Hidden
Dragon. Oh, opposite movies.
I'm trying to think of the name, but yeah, it was a really good day. It was literally our best date ever, and that was day one. No, we get along great, but I'm just saying that was a really, really good first date. But so what's the creepiest thing, if you don't mind us asking? Is there anything like, what are some creepy things that are a no-go for you? Sending you pictures. Well, you said that
yeah,
happens
that
to me.
Yeah, that would be a little weird, sending pictures of yourself
yeah.
to yourself. Like
somebody sends pictures, yeah, to you of you working out. Like, I just want you to know I know
no.
where you are working
oh,
out.
No,
now.
Don't do that.
Well,
that's
I
really
used to work
creepy.
At a coffee shop, and somebody would do that. Like, would send me a picture making their coffee and be like, "Thank you." Like, that's weird, right?
That's super weird.
That's so weird.
Thank you. I just want to show you that I... Yeah,
I
that's super
all.
Weird. Del, have you ever done that? That feels like something you
I
might
feel like
do.
Del would do something.
Undercover creep.
Oh, I feel like Del would send pictures of himself. And you know what?
Yeah,
and
I don't.
Oh, gee,
creepy.
Look, our viewership went up 250 viewers.
Imagine that.
Oh, whoa. Here they go well, down.
No, she's still in frame.
She's still in frame.
She is.
Just stay scooted up.
So, what was the accusation you made about me?
Well, John made a comment that it felt like you would do something like take pictures of somebody like an Abigail making coffee.
No, I didn't say it. Abigail said it. I feel like John would do it.
What if you made the suggestion? That
it was. I'm pretty sure it was John.
Was like, yeah, maybe do it.
I'm pretty sure it was John, and it was actually
no.
It was actually me.
It was you. I think.
But see how easy it is to gaslight you. No. So John said that feels like something Dell would do. Take a picture of you making coffee and send it to
actually,
you.
Actually, she said that, but that's okay.
Agreed with the suggestion. I remember,
but she didn't. But she didn't give us an opening line for guys, though. She didn't, what I mean? She got to give. An opening.
Someone who drove down from Dallas.
That's fair. See, we're so far out of the game, except for Dell, and he won't tell us anything anyway. If he's got business, he won't tell us. So, what is a good way to approach? Are you like Gen Z, right? I would think so. So, what's a good way to for our listeners who are younger listeners who are in their 20s to approach a girl now? What's the right way to do it? I'm assuming it's not sending pics. The ugly pics.
No,
that's not a good opening line, right? It seems like there's an aggressive group of people too that do some aggressive things in your age group.
Wait, so would they DM you, or would they like ask you for your number first?
Well, I don't know. You tell us. What is the appropriate way for someone to not necessarily you, but someone like you? Like, what's the right way to approach a girl in 2024?
Probably just DM the person if you haven't met them, and then like ask them for their number. A lot of guys ask them for their Snapchat, and that's just super weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay.
I don't know. Do y'all have Snapchat?
My sons are Snapchatting just pictures of them like
Snapchat.
Smiling.
Oh, John has Snapchat.
I have Snapchat.
It's, do y'all not Snapchat each other or anything?
It immediately lost all of its value because I have it.
But when you don't use it.
Did no, you
never
Dell?
Used, you've never used it.
I don't use Instagram or any, no.
Okay.
So DM phone number, but not Snapchat. They don't want to ask you Snapchat. Because all they're going to do is send you a picture or you send them pictures.
So you'd rather give them your phone number than your Snapchat?
Do you want to get pictures from random people?
Yeah, John, do you have any idea of what kind of pictures you're about to get if you give a Snapchat? What are you asking her? Yes.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, they could just text you those same pictures, though, Abigail.
Yeah, but then it's around forever. Then it's around forever.
Oh, is that great?
Well, Snapchat, it goes away within, like, 10
seconds. Snapchat,
you have no idea.
There's no proof.
See?
So then it's like you're sexually harassed, and then there's no proof.
You don't want that.
You can't go to the police.
No, you can, and they can retrieve it, but it's a big, big process.
Actually,
but
how do you know all this?
Yeah,
because
creepo,
Mister. I don't know. I don't use Snapchat anymore.
Well, Snapchat actually,
oh
they
my
can.
Gosh.
Can but, they really retrieve it?
Listen, they can find anything. Anything.
Yeah, that feels true. Like that the is, forensics in yes. cases, they go back
but
they, and find
but
everything.
No, it better be worth it for them. Otherwise, they're not going to. But here's the deal: so you give strange guys your number.
You can also block them. That's an option.
Well, hold on, John. Did you ever meet a girl in Green Bay somewhere? One of those hotties that you used to hook up with in Green Bay? Did you ever meet them and say, hey, you know, you're a strange person. Here's my phone number. No, you didn't think they were strange people. Now, of course, you had met them first.
Hottie and Green Bay, first of all, don't go together.
No, that's why I was throwing that out there ironically.
And then... Secondly, back in the day, I guess you give. But now, today, with all the social media, I'm surprised you still give out phone numbers. That's a little bit surprising.
They could just reach you through
Facebook?
Instagram. They could just keep. Abigail's not a Facebooker.
You're not?
She's in her 20s. She's not going to be a Facebooker.
No, I just have it for extended family, but I don't look at it usually.
See?
Yeah.
She's not trying to be on Facebook.
No. Well, whatever.
But Snapchat, on Instagram, they could continue to.
Whatever.
So have you ever met somebody that you dated through who did what they, you know, reached out to you through direct message?
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple people.
Yeah, see? Actually,
yeah, so it works.
No. See?
But don't do it in a creepy way by sending photos.
Don't start with pics, guys. We're not doing that. And leave our young Abigail alone. She's still learning how to run the board, and I don't want her distracted while she's trying to do our show in 2 weeks when Dell's gone. All right,
we got to break it here.
Right, thank you, Abigail,
for
telling us all of this.
That's our how to pick up a girl segment. Okay?
Or what not to do, really, it turned into.
Right, that's more. So right now, though, you got John Daspit to talk about.
Yeah, John Daspit is a guy who, if you are doing something like that you shouldn't be doing with somebody and you hurt them, then John Daspit's going to come and sue you and you're going to be in big trouble. He's a personal injury lawyer. John Daspit is a winner. When he gets the case, it's a wrap for you. You do not want to go to court against John Daspit. These companies who have in huge settlements, he had one that was a refinery blast. He's going to have one soon with the Astroworld case where there was loss of life and there was injuries and hospitalizations. And, you know, John has to go through all those. If there's anyone who's not honest about what happened, boom, he gets rid of them. He's not going to take that person on at all. He wants to make sure that you have legitimate injuries, you have legitimate issues that would include, you know, that may include hospital stays, hospitalization, doctor bills, things that need to be recovered. That's his thing, is his recovery, and he's going to recover that. He's going to recover any time missed from work for you financially. He's going to make sure that you get compensated for your pain and suffering. These are all things that are very, very important if you are injured. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to be intimidated, and the lawyers on the other side are going to get you to take a quick settlement. And in most cases, it's well below what you are entitled to based on your pain and suffering and all the bills that you are going to sustain over time. And John Daspit's a guy to fight for you. His law firm has about 70 people, so they're ready to roll in 12 different cities. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com or call 713-CALL-NOW.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.